Welcome to Muffed. Let's break down the year. Muffed. Jameson Williams finished 2025 as the number 12 wide receiver in total PPR scoring, but only the number 20 wide receiver in PPR per game. That gap is the whole season in one sentence. Williams was the field stretching number two in a Detroit passing offense that ranked fifth in the league in total passing expected points added, plus 103.4 on the year, and he turned that role into seven receiving touchdowns and 1,117 yards on 65 catches. The catch, and fantasy managers know exactly what we mean, is that the production came in waves, not a steady drip. When Williams hit, he hit like a wrecking ball. When he didn't, you got a zero. Now let's dig into the numbers, because the splits are where this season lives. Williams averaged 12.9 PPR points per game across 17 games, and that average is pure boom or bust, not a steady floor. Six times he posted 17 PPR points or more. Weeks 2, 10, 11, 13, 14, and 15 all cleared that bar, with three games above 23. Twice, week 7 against Tampa Bay and week 12 against the Giants, he posted a literal zero. Add single-digit duds in weeks 1, 4, 5, and 17, and roughly a third of his weeks were elite, a third were unusable, a third were filler. The efficiency was real, a 32% average air yard share, a 33.8% share of intended air yards, and 3.19 yards of average separation, all elite field stretcher marks. But on a 19% target share behind Amon-Ra St., Brown's 172 target workload, Williams's floor lived and died with the deep ball. It connected often, it also didn't often. Plus 56.2 receiving expected points added, says the hits more than paid for the misses on a real football basis. The fantasy weekly score sheet just doesn't grade on that curve. The play that captures it best came in week 13 against Green Bay. 3rd and 8, third quarter, ball at the Packers 44, Detroit up 31-14. Goff drops back, looks deep left, finds Williams in stride for a 44-yard touchdown, 42 air yards, the kind of play almost no other receiver in football is even asked to run. Williams finished that day with 7 catches, 144 yards, a score, and 26.9 PPR points in a game Detroit lost. That's the whole package, the speed, the air yards, the touchdown equity, and a final score that didn't matter to his fantasy line one bit. When the deep shots landed, Williams was a top 5 wide receiver for the week. When they didn't, he was a bench burner. Same player, same role. Wildly different weeks. Muffed! Williams finished as the number 12 wide receiver in total PPR and the number 20 in points per game. A boom or bust deep threat whose ceiling games carried a floor that bottomed out at zero twice. The weakness the data flagged hardest, with a 19% target share behind a teammate seeing 172 targets. His weekly outcome was tethered to whether the deep ball connected, a volatile way to bank fantasy points. That's Jameson Williams' 2025. One quick note, if you want this same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.